For years, Charlotte's cultural institutions have faced a stark problem. Admissions and ticket sales aren't paying the bills, and donations, big and small, often don't make up the difference. So city and county officials put together a task force to come up with suggestions on how to keep the arts afloat in our area. After more than a year of work, the Cultural Life Task Force has released its recommendations. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
It's not just small institutions that are facing financial problems. It includes some of the best known in the city.
Charlotte City Ballet, Discovery Place, the Mint Museum, the Gantt, the Levine Museum of History.
Felicia McDowell is co-chair of the task force, and the financial gap they found is significant.
About $8 million a year, and that's a huge number. I mean, it's not $8 million 1 year, it's $8 million year after year after year.
So the task force is recommending a two-pronged approach to make cultural funding more sustainable. First, they've already asked companies and private donors to once again dig into their bank accounts.
That group of donors is working very diligently to raise $45 million over 9 years.
Second, they're asking the city and county to up their contributions as well, to the tune of just over $1 million a year from Charlotte and $1.3 million a year from Mecklenburg County. And they're asking smaller towns in the area to chip in as well. McDowell says the cost per taxpayer would be
$1.30 additional per capita.
The task force wants some of that money to come from Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools. In 2007, CMS cut funding for field trips to these institutions. So now, every time you see a school bus in front of a museum or theater,
the money for those trips is being paid for by private donations.
All that money is, in essence, a short-term fix for a very simple reason, says McDowell.
We cannot, as a community, continue to go back to the city and county year after year and say, we need emergency funding for stabilization forever, right? That is impractical.
So the task force is also recommending a long-term solution, a referendum this fall that would create or add to an existing tax, the proceeds of which would go to funding arts and science in the area. And the county commission is expected to vote Tuesday night to put a quarter-cent sales tax hike on the November ballot that would give the Arts and Science Council about $3 million a year. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock in Charlotte.